Original 16 gives you the chance to win one of three Calgary Flames fan experiences. Details in the new limited edition 15 packs of Canadian Pale Ale Original 16, official beer sponsor of the Calgary Flames. Must be of legal drinking age, no purchase necessary.
Welcome to the Flames TV live post-game show brought to you by Original 16 in what was a rather spirited affair here this afternoon in Calgary and a really entertaining contest between these two teams. You and I were talking sort of at the intermission that this appeared to be one of the Flames' most complete games of the season.
Oh, I thought so for sure. But number one, great hockey game. I mean, entertainment value through the roof for sure. I think the fans got their money's worth here on Family Day, which, by the way, it was great to see so many kids and families out having fun and got a few goals to celebrate as well, so that's always nice. But you're right, this was so much talk over the past, I mean, really all season about stringing together a full 60 minutes. That's what we saw here tonight. Yep. Obviously, you're going to get a little bit of pushback from a team that's had so much success. Tampa Bay Lightning know how to fill the net. They're very efficient at it. So they had their moments as well, but the Flames didn't they didn't let that affect their game plan. They went out there. They kept pushing. It was another one of those nights where it was tilted on the shot clock. But tonight, I think, very indicative in terms of how the flow of the game played out.
Right. Sort of the cliche, the bend but don't break sort of thing, because Tampa did, of course, push back, as we saw, but the Flames responded well every time Tampa did push back. And as you mentioned, there were a few goals scored, so maybe let's get to some of those goals and show you how this one unfolded here this afternoon. Calgary, they've been looking for those good starts all season long, and there was a lot of talk about that after that Colorado game especially, and they did get off to a really nice start here in the first period with a ton of chances, and then it was Nazem Kadri who found the back of the net first for the team to open the scoring.
Yeah, and I really like this from the power play, and in particular Tyler Toffoli. You know, obviously Daryl Sutter's talked about him being that one-shot scorer, so he's going to be that shooting threat off this circle, but Nazem Kadri finds that soft spot in the middle of the ice, gives him the target, puts his stick down. I think kind of fooled everyone when Toffoli didn't decide to go upstairs with that.
Right.
Just kind of puts it into an area where his teammate can, you know, just get a stick on it. Andre Vasilevsky, not much of a chance.
Yeah, that was 18 for Kadri this season so far. And then, of course, in the second frame, this is where we saw the pushback from the Bolt, Steven Stamkos, with just an unreal, wicked shot there from the slot. Not much of a chance for Vladar on that shot.
For sure, and this was the first of two goals in 48 seconds, so you're thinking, uh-oh, you're the Calgary Flames.
Yes.
Is it another one of those, you know, second or third period lapses? Well, this is just a special player doing what he does best. He scored his 500th career goal the other night. He's up to 504 now, so it doesn't take him very long to rack him up. That's a heck of a shot. The elevation and the velocity all in one.
Yes, and as you mentioned, these two goals were quick. Just 48 seconds apart, there's Vladimir Namestnikov putting in that second goal. And just bang, bang plays, really.
Yeah, and a really great, you know, we see it there in the corner, Nick Paul in the battle with Chris Tanev. This is actually a really highly skilled play to come out with the puck and make that pass across the crease. Little bit of debate, of course, did Vladislav Namestnikov kick that in?
Yes.
We know we saw it the other night in Nashville. The Flames were on the receiving end of that call, but it counts, and it's a new hockey game, really.
And then we watched as Calgary responded, which was really positive to see. It was Tyler Toffoli who answered for the Flames, getting his 17th just over a minute later.
Yeah, and speaking of the first of two, this is the first of two for Victor Hedman, a little bit of friendly
yes.
fire. This one goes off his skating in, but you know what? It caps a hardworking sequence from Tyler Toffoli. You know, the first one stopped, he doesn't give up, sticks with it. Regardless of whether or not Victor Hedman's in the blue paint there. If it isn't, that's an easy tap-in for Elias Lindholm. So either way, the puck's going to the right areas.
And then, of course, Rasmus Anderson would give the Flames the lead back. And here's what you were talking about off of Hedman. There's the other one off the defenseman.
Off the jersey this time. But again, great play. I mean, this goal to me speaks about the maturation, the evolution of Rasmus Anderson's game. It doesn't just immediately fire the puck there. He gets it at the line. You know, kind of backpedals, changes the angle and waits for some of that traffic to develop in front. So sure, you get a little bit of a bounce off the jersey, but you're looking for that traffic and you're trying to put it through those bodies to begin with. So rewarded for the type of game plan they had.
Right. So the Flames with a one goal lead heading into the third, they've been a part of a lot of these tight games in the third period, and Dylan Dubé gave them we thought it was the insurance marker. It was definitely a cushion, at least, a 4-2 lead.
Absolutely. And, you know, good to see Dylan Dubé. I mean, this is a tremendous amount of speed down the wing, but maybe more importantly, it takes a perfect shot to beat 6'4", 220-pound Andre Vasilevsky, but that's what that was. Absolutely perfect. No chance, right in the top corner.
So they were up by two, but the Bolts, they weren't done yet. Anthony Cirelli left alone here at the side of the net, would tuck one in to pull the Bolts within one with just 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say this is a set play, but you're starting to see this more from teams where, you know, shots are almost going intentionally wide of the net, but they establish some traffic sort of backdoor. So you might not be able to get your stick on it in this case, but Cirelli's in the right spot to knock it down. Nobody can really sort of cover him in that position. It gives him a bit of a tap in, and yeah, like you said, suddenly it was game on again tonight.
And the Flames looked good again. I mean, they got the two empty net goals here to sort of seal this one off for them or secure the victory. Jonathan Huberdeau got his ninth of the season into the empty net. And then Blake Coleman, who took that four-minute high-sticking penalty earlier in the third, which we can talk about later, he maybe a little bit of redemption here as he got an empty netter goal,
you know,
as well.
Absolutely. Sorry there. And I think the most important thing about these goals, not only do you put the game away, but every empty net goal typically comes from a play in your own end. And that's where both of those started. Happened to be Noah Hanifin on both of them as well, being strong in his own end and, you know, making smart decisions with the puck, because this Tampa Bay Lightning team is so lethal. They don't need much of an inch. So there was a minute left in that hockey game. We thought that this wasn't over. You got to be hard on your stick, hard on the plays, and they were able to not only get the clears, but put the game away.
And we talked about that complete effort from start to finish and the start to this one. Because like we said, we haven't always seen great starts, but this first period was pretty good. We saw Milan Lucic drop the mitts, a little spark there. They were physical. A lot of good things in that first period to sort of set the tone.
Tons of jam, but there was juice right off the top too. It wasn't just the physical play that you're alluding to, although that was a huge part of it. Tons of energy in this one. It was early in the game too where we started to see the Flames start to filter the puck. Get the puck into the middle of the ice. We saw Tyler Toffoli with a great look early in the game. Vasilevskiy had to make a good save, but early on, you're pressing. You're forcing the team into making mistakes, but you're also setting the table for your own offensive game to develop. And, you know, the first 5 minutes, truly indicative of how the rest of the night played out here.
Yeah, very nice start by the team. We'll have to see what Daryl Sutter thinks about how his team played. Let's listen in right now.
Good.
What are your thoughts on that one?
Our special team's really good. 5-5, we're really good.
Is this maybe the most complete game of the season?
No. Haven't played one yet.
What did you think of Peltier's debut?
What's that?
What did you think of Jacob's first few shifts in the NHL?
Jacob Peltier. What number is he?
49.
6 minutes, 35 seconds, 13 shifts, average 30 seconds a shift, got 43 seconds in the power play, played 5 minutes, 52 seconds, had one shot and goal and one hit.
Beyond the stats.
What did you learn just from being on the bench and seeing what the veterans on the team are doing?
It's the NHL, 21 years old, got a long ways to go.
Gerald, you talk about how regular season games in the NHL rarely have intensity. Was this an exception?
No. I think it's Saturday, it's Hockey Day in Canada, right? Remember when you were a boy, did you play Hockey Day in Canada? You stayed at the rink all day, it was emotion all day. So we only had to do it for 2.5 hours today.
A couple goals in under a minute. Did you like how your team bounced back after that?
Yeah, it's part of the game, right? It's either tied, down one, up one. Games are close.
What did the PK do that was so effective to keep them off the scoreboard?
Well, obviously when it's the 4 minute power play is pretty extensive, you know, and even when they pull the goalie, they can put some pretty big horses out there. So what you did was try and keep out of your zone as much as you could. I think there's what had to be 16 to 18 minutes in power play special teams tonight, so both teams, big guys, do a lot of work on both those, including goalies.
Yeah, how much did Bludar factor into that penalty kill tonight?
I don't think he, you know, other than traffic, I don't think he had a lot of big saves. I mean, you got to make a couple. I mean, it's part of the game, isn't it?
Daryl, you just passed Badger Bob for the most victories in Flames franchise history. Does that mean anything to you?
I'd like to win Game 7 in 2000 in the playoffs, so whatever year that was. The game against Tampa. I like to win that one. It's not hard to pass somebody. All you got to be is good.
Feeling a very strong start to the game.
I think our first period's good. I mean, we there's so much talk about it, because if when you have one game where you don't have a good first period, then all the experts bitch, right? They say what's wrong. Well, there's really not what's wrong. It's going to happen. It's a tough schedule and different energy levels, and players don't always have their best nights, things like that. So it's a good start against a good team.
Well, good. Okay, thank you very much.
And Daryl talked about the penalty kill. Tampa went 0-for-6. The Flames did a nice job of defending overall. Tampa had that 2-man advantage at the end of the first, and then, yeah, of course, that 4-minute penalty in the third as well, and the Flames killed it all off.
Yeah, we talked about this early in the game too, because it became very apparent what the game plan or what the strategy would be against this Lightning team, and you're going to see it sort of in this highlight pack here. Not exclusive to the PK, but the defensive plays all night. I think the key when you've got, you know, shooters like Nikita Kucherov, who finished with 4 on the night, Steven Stamkos, and, you know, Victor Hedman up top, they're going to make your life difficult because they're able to get to the middle of the ice and get those quality chances. And what the Flames did so well is they started pressuring him. They didn't give him any time to start setting up and get those premier looks that you're looking for. So that was sort of the key to their success, get in those lanes, but also pressure them. Don't give them any time, swarm them, make their life difficult. So I think we saw that. It's very difficult, by the way, to make the Tampa Bay Lightning look frustrated, maybe look a little bit average at times. But I think this kind of picked up off their game against Edmonton. They started to show a bit of frustration in that one too. I think it carried over into this one. They weren't able to make his offensive or get their offense going in such a clean way that maybe they're used to, because this is a team that prior to their loss in Edmonton had won 5 in a row, mm-hmm, scoring 24 goals in the process. They know a thing or two about putting the puck in the net.
They certainly do. So yes, a nice job defensively by the Flames tonight. And sometimes that starts with the goaltender, right? Dan Vladar, yeah, making the start this afternoon, which it was a bit of a surprise. I don't think, sure, we saw that coming. And he wasn't super busy early. The Bolts only had, I think it was 7 shots in the first frame. But he was tested. And when he was tested, he came up big at some key times.
Yeah, you said it best there. The volume, maybe not as much as what he's used to. But this is a goaltender that's been given the Flames everything they could ask for over the last little bit. This win today, he's now 8-0-3 in his last 11 decisions. I mean, you're talking about piling up points in the division right now. Well, this guy's doing it every single time he's in the crease. And I mean, look at this play right here. A nice little soft area pass from Braden Point. That's an elite goal scorer. Nikita Kucherov driving the middle, and he gets the pad on it. So everything you see here, every single stop, nice little spin move from Domestikov,
yeah,
there too.
Yeah.
I think both
he
of us had to admire that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good game. These are good shooters. And, you know, I sort of loathe the term timely saves because I don't think that means a whole lot. But the fact of the matter is, these are good saves, and he was giving the Flames that all night.
Right.
Well, looks, yeah, like we might be getting a guest here.
Oh, we have our guest coming in. But yeah, Vladar was good all afternoon. As we mentioned, just a complete game from the Flames all around from start to finish. And they were physical along with scoring a bunch of goals. And part of that physicality came from Milan Lucic, who joins us on the desk here in the first frame. Welcome, Milan. How's it going?
Good.
It's good.
Always good after a win.
Yeah, no kidding. He had that fight in the first period, and just a like we were saying, an all around nice effort by your team. How do you think the game went this afternoon?
Yeah, you know what? We wanted to get our energy levels out and up, and you know, have a good start and play with some momentum and the way that we know that we can. And having a good start is always a big thing for us. And the last two games, you know, Nashville and Colorado, it wasn't really there. And today, I think it was one of our best complete efforts from start to finish. So starts with a good first period, and then everyone contributing after that.
I mean, obviously, Milan, you had the fight, but there was lots of physicality, I think, not just in that area. We saw a number of scrums, too. I wouldn't say it resembled necessarily a playoff game, but it seemed to have a little bit more juice than maybe we've seen recently. Is that sort of important for this team to get everybody engaged that way?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're a team. When we're engaged, we play a lot better. We were able to play our game. You know what? You know, a lot of people talk about the high-flying offense of the Tampa Bay Lightning, but, you know, they're a big, strong, physical team, so you got to be ready to get in the trenches with them. And like I said, our preparation was there today, and it got us a big win.
Can you talk about the way you guys responded when there was a little bit of adversity? Tampa had those two quick goals, but you answered right back. How important was that for you guys?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, especially the kind of goal that it was, you know, just staying with it, banging one of those greasy ones around the net. But, you know, that's an area in our game that I think we need to continue to build on is, you know, when we do get down or there's a momentum shift, we got to find a way to get it back. And today we were able to do that.
Last one for you, Milan. I mean, the play of your goaltender, Dan Vladar, has been giving you guys everything you could ask for. We were just talking about, I think he's 8-0-3 in his last 11 decisions. Numbers kind of speak for themselves, but what'd you think of his play tonight?
Yeah, really good. Really, really good, especially when we needed him, you know, on the penalty kill. And you saw Perry had that break there, you know, where you know, he could have scored on that four-minute power play, and he made a big save. So, you know, he's been playing great. He's been feeling it, so got to keep it going the way he has between the pipes.
And I lied. I'll throw you one more because it was family day here at the Dome. We see his kids everywhere. I think it's your daughter's birthday too, so you're getting a little bit of everything right now.
It was 4 days ago, oh yeah, on the 17th, and she wanted today to kind of be her birthday party. So big number for her, turning 10 years old, and I know her and her friends had a lot of fun.
Amazing. Awesome. 10, that's a big one. Thank you, huge. For this.
Thanks, Milan. Appreciate it.
Yes, a physical game for the Flames, which helped all around. And so much to talk about in this one. We haven't even talked about Jacob Helche yet, who made his NHL debut. He did the solo lap without the bucket. Let's hear from him now in the dressing room.
Hi, everybody.
How did that feel? As you came out of the ice and as the game went on?
It's unreal. I mean, when I came out for a warm-up, I was kind of stressed. First shift, too. But, you know... I think after the first one, I was like, I mean, it's just playing hockey, right? So, yeah, it's been great.
Did you prove anything to yourself? Now, I know it's just a taste. I know it wasn't a time, and you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But did you kind of prove something to yourself?
Of course. I mean, you know, it's a dream came true. I know since I've been probably like 4 or 5, the main goal is to play in the NHL. And tonight, it was the first one, so it's great.
You just threw your phone down. Did you check to see how much it blew up?
Not really. I've got my family here, so I think I'm gonna come see. See them after.
Did you tell Trevor Lewis to start behaving himself on faceoffs there at the start? Or?
Yeah, I mean the first 2-1, I was like, man, like I think in day I took probably like 5 faceoffs the whole year, and then I was like, yeah. But you know, it's great. It's great.
Were you surprised that you had such a good scoring chance early on off of that
rebound? Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a great play by Dewey, shot, and then it kind of came off hard. And I was like, whoa. And I tried to shoot, and hopefully I'd score. But I think it's gonna go in for the next game.
You know, you mentioned your family being here. Can you describe what it's like getting that opportunity to play your first game in front of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, they took the last flight out of Montreal last night at 10 o'clock, I think. They arrived at 3 in the morning here. So it's great to see them. You know, I haven't seen them in a long time, so it's good to see them, and it's good for us to enjoy this moment together.
What's that phone call like with your family, just calling them when you find out you're going to be playing your first game? What's the conversation like?
I think my mom and dad cried. And then it's great. I mean, they were like, okay, then I think we're going to take the flight at 9 o'clock. And it was like a busy 10 minutes or so. So, yeah.
How for you, you know, knowing how important they were to you getting to this point, how important is it for you? And how relieving, relishing, you know, exciting for you to have them here for this kind of moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. They support me since I'm young, sorry. And, you know, just to play in the NHL, in front of them. Sorry, it's been great. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Peltz.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
This is one of my favorite things of all time, is just watching players make their NHL debut. And Pelche's was, I mean, you saw the emotion there, talking about his parents crying, and luckily they were able to come out to this one. There's the solo skate, and he didn't play much, but he looked very comfortable out there from what we thought.
Yeah, well, it started warm-up. You mentioned the no bucket. The hair's looking pretty good.
The flow is great.
He knew what he was doing. That's a veteran move for a rookie. But, yeah, I mean... this was his second shift in the NHL. Not a bad look to get there.
Almost scored there. Yeah.
He'll have to, I think it was Walker Duehr with the pass. He's going to have to give him a little. That pass needs to be less in the feet, maybe more in the shooting position. But he was great. 6:35 ice time, like you mentioned. But he made the most of it. He looked really good. Quick Pelche story, by the way.
Sure.
So he came on the road trip with us, that 5-gamer, started in Chicago.
Yep. And,
the Chicago stop was interesting because there wasn't a morning skate that day. So it was his first, you know, real day in the NHL, but he didn't get the full experience.
Right.
Him and Walker Duehr went to the rink anyway. And, you know, that's the United Center where the Blackhawks play. It's got a lot of mystique around it. one of the biggest rinks in the NHL too. And I was kind of stationed on the bench just getting ready to get those first moments. He skated on the ice and he just kind of does one of these and says, this is so sick. So, you know, I think everybody was waiting for this moment and, you know, maybe impatiently waiting for the moment. But the fact is, when a player of this caliber and of this age is coming into the NHL, you do need to have that little bit of an acclimation period. Mm-hmm. And I think just being around the team, getting a few dinners in, getting to spend some time, and obviously get those practices in too. I think that was a really valuable 10 days for him, mm-hmm. and it really added to the comfort level. We see him in the dressing room now. He just looks a little bit more calm, a little bit more at ease with what's happening around him, and it's great to see.
And speaking of those dinners and being comfortable, before the game we were asking him, you know, what he thought about being at this level and what he was learning, and he said he learned that the steaks are really expensive at this at this level. Yeah. When the team goes out for dinner, he didn't have to pay, but he did notice the bills are a lot higher. So nice to see him get out there. Let's hear now from Rasmus Anderson in the dressing room, who was the first star this afternoon.
Yeah. Do you want to touch that? Oh. Okay, sorry. Might pull it off. All right, let's try to do this quick.
Raz, that's one of those games that felt like from us watching from afar. It had everything in it.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of emotions and a lot of goals. So it was a fun one, and it was a good thing that we came out on top.
I feel like, you know, after the last game, there was a lot of questions about the effort and or the start anyway. This was the perfect bounce back for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we're ready to play. I think our first pair were really good. And, you know, even when they got up 2-1, we bounced back pretty quick. And it was a fun game to play, and it was probably a fun game to watch too.
Was it as close to a complete as effort as you guys maybe had this year?
Yeah, I think so. As I said, it had a little bit of everything. And but I thought we played really well, yeah.
You've talked about, you know, this season you guys have experienced some adversity and had to be resilient at times in games. When you play that well for so long in the game, and then there's a bounce off a guy's stick, and then a bounce off a guy's skate, and you're able to score right away after that, I guess, what does that feel like on the bench? Because I know you guys have been, occasionally, the bounce has gone against you.
Yeah, as I said, it's we bounced back quick today, and I think we responded really well after their second goal, obviously. And so, yeah, I'm proud, you know, of the guys. And as I said, I thought we bounced back quick. And then once we got the lead, we played really well, I thought.
Do you find that 6-for-6 with the PK? That's got to be a source of pride when you look at that, especially against that team.
Yeah, no, obviously they have a really good PP. And but, you know, we bear down, and we came, the PK came up huge. Now.
When it's such an entertaining game and it's kind of got a bit of everything, and you see a guy like Jacob experiencing his first NHL game, is it maybe a reminder of why you guys are so lucky to do what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I remember my first NHL game. It's obviously cool, and you know, I'm happy for him that he played his first NHL game tonight, and I thought it looked really good.
Okay, thanks.
That's it. All right.
Cheers.
Best luck in playing.
Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
All right, so to recap, a rather big victory here by the Flames this afternoon on this matinee, 6-3 against Tampa Bay Lightning, and as we keep saying, one of the more complete games we've seen from the Flames all season.
Yeah, 100%, and we heard it straight from Milan Lucic too. Mm-hmm. So when the players start to, you know, acknowledge that was one of their better efforts, you know that means something, because we're starting to get deep into the season. We know exactly what this playoff race is looking like. They need to bring it every night. And you know, tonight was such a good today, actually. That's a swear jar type of comment on the afternoon game. But regardless, really good effort. But I think the key to that was they got some monster effort from their best players. And we just heard from Rasmus Anderson. And when you're playing in a game and you've got Victor Hedman on the other side, and we know players love to have those sort of, you know, you're not playing one-on-one, but it's a matchup in some ways, mm-hmm. To put up more than 27 minutes and finish the night with 3 points. That's exactly the type of big minute, big money type of performance they need from their best players. And we've seen it a lot from Rasmus Anderson this year, but the fact that he comes through with a night like this too, when they really desperately needed a win, that speaks volumes.
It did feel like a Saturday night game, didn't it? Lots of goals, a fight, lots of physicality.
Lots of energy in the crowd.
Totally.
It was great. Yeah.
Great game by, very entertaining game by the Flames. So they take the 6-3 victory here. They snap a 2-game losing skid. And now they get ready for the next one, which is another so-called big theme. Johnny Gaudreau and the Columbus Blue Jackets are in town Monday night, so we will see you then.